We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, 4 o'clock hour here on Hochman and Crowder. You can look at the stock market again today. It's back, baby.
There we go. Oh, thank you.
I just wanted you to know. Back, baby. Do you have, when Howard Schnellenberger passed away a few weeks ago, we pulled out some old sound of some of the stuff that he used to do for this show. And one of the things that we stumbled into, Solana was like, you know, we should really bring that back and start playing that again. I mean, we hadn't played this game in 6 or 7 years. And just hearing Howard Schnellenberger's voice on the open to the game makes it a very good radio game show, in my opinion. And the game show has some validity. So without further ado, let's play Would You Cut Off Your Pinky Toe?
It's time for the game show that everyone loves. Would You Cut Off Your Pinky Toe?
All right. Would you cut off your pinky toe? A lot of people are talking about Panthers tickets because the Panthers tickets are on sale. They got home ice advantage. Would you cut off your pinky toe here in 2021 for 2 Panthers season tickets, including playoffs, Stanley Cup finals, for the rest of your life?
For the rest
of my life.
You
are guaranteed for the rest of your life. So if you live to be 100, you've got over, 60 years of free tickets. But you're cutting off your pinky toe. So, and this is feels like a special season. There may be some seasons that are obviously not going to be worth cutting off a body part. But that's the risk that you take. Would you cut off your pinky toe for 2 Panthers season tickets, including playoffs, for the rest of your life?
Whenever we did this last time, I was like, no, I'm not mutilating myself for sporting events or, you know, Aaron Rodgers coming to the Dolphins. I'm not cutting my pinky toe off. Bro, the rest of my life, like, I know 96 was good and now we're back in the playoffs. Yes. Yes, I honestly did not think you can come up with a situation for me to say yes to. But for the remainder of my life, I get 2 season tickets, including playoffs to the Panthers? Bro, yes. Hell yeah.
Because I'm trying to think. So
you can get my pinky toe for that.
What do you think season tickets cost? About 10 grand maybe? I don't know.
Yes.
15 grand with the playoffs?
15 grand.
So if you last...
It's got to be a lot less.
Say, if you last 40 years... You think it's less than that?
Per year? Yeah, it's got to be a lot less.
Is it? How much? Do you know how much your Heat season tickets are? You don't have to say.
I mean,
less than that.
Yeah, it's a lot less per ticket. Okay. Way less than that. To be fair, I don't sit courtside.
No. For 2 tickets, though.
Right. I don't sit courtside, to be fair.
But you're in the lower bowl.
I am in the lower bowl, even though Crowder likes to say it's in the nosebleeds. It's sexy 115, papa.
I've seen the pictures.
Would you do it, Solana? Would you cut off your pinky toe for 2 Panther season tickets, including playoffs, for the rest of your life?
I would not.
You would not?
Here's
why. For the rest of your life, Solana?
Well, here's why. I live in Kendall. I'm not going to 41 Panther games a year, driving to Sunrise 41 times a year. I'll go to playoff games.
That's fair.
No problem.
That's fair.
Also, I think driving from Kendall to Sunrise 41 plus times with only 9 toes, probably not the smartest thing to do either.
Well, take it off your left foot, and it won't matter too much.
Who's driving
the board
feet.
On 560?
Drive with
Steven?
Feet. Yeah.
No, you don't. Is it Steven? Steven, would you cut off your pinky toe for Panthers season tickets rest of your life?
I mean, that's tough because, I mean, I love the Panthers, but for rest of my life, I mean, the Panthers started in 93. I was born in 93, and they've been pretty bad for the current part of my life, so I don't know if I would do it.
But maybe they're due. Like, they've had a bad 20, 30-year run. Maybe they're due.
Nah, I wouldn't do it.
I this is the weirdest thing. I'm with Crowder. I think I would do that.
I would.
What do I, honestly, what do I need my left pinky toe for? And you're talking about years worth of entertainment?
After one good year, like,
I would do that.
After one good year, like, they need, like, if this
yeah,
was
but
like
I
maybe
like
one
of their games regardless. I've been going to Panthers games, good, bad, indifferent,
it's fun.
For years. Now, I understand Solana because I wouldn't do it for Heat tickets because I don't want to drive from Boca down to the American Airlines Arena that many times a year. But for the Panthers, yeah,
bro,
it's an easy shot down the Sawgrass.
No, but listen, y'all aren't thinking about this. 50, let's say 50 years for us, maybe 40 for you, Hawk. But 50 years for most of us, including playoffs, you can capitalize on this. You can sell those tickets. You can go to whatever games you want, put the other ones on StubHub. Like, yes, I don't want to cut off my damn pinky toes. I want to have 10 toes. But this is a deal I could not give up. To have Panthers season tickets for the next 50-plus years, it just makes sense financially to me, to be honest.
You know what? Crowder talked me into it. I'm cutting it off.
Look at that. Look at that. Cut off Steven's toe. Take it off.
Yeah, Crowder, come
right,
cut it
let's
off.
Let's get headlines here. A rousing rendition of Would You Cut Off Your Pinky Toe? We miss you, Coach Schnellenberger. We miss you every time we play this game. Let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana, who drives with both feet.
These headlines...
There is a small number of people that, you know, accelerate with their right foot and brake with their left foot.
Yeah.
There is a small number of people that use both feet to drive.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's the people that are on the side of 95 when I get caught up in traffic. It's a life together. If you drive with both feet and you don't have a stick shift, don't tell me because I'm not going to like you anymore.
You don't really drive that way, Solana, do you?
I do not, no.
Okay. Let's check.
You guys probably wouldn't have been surprised had I said yes to that, though.
I think you
do. I would imagine that you've given it a shot just to see if it's
something I mean, we all have.
Something
that, come on. We've all done that. We've all done that. You know, you're driving to Publix one morning. There's nobody really on the road. You're like, let's try this out.
My left leg is amputated when I'm driving. Nothing happens with my left leg.
Yeah. I like to rest it against the door.
I mean, you've had like 16 knee surgeries. You probably shouldn't be behind the wheel regardless.
it's not the worst point in the world. Between the CTE, the knee surgeries, the kidney problem or something. Yeah, butt foot.
I'm not going to lie. Every now and again, I'm on the highway and I look up and I'm like, where am I going again? And then I look at my recent text messages to figure it out.
It's actually not funny at all. I don't know why we're laughing.
It's really not. It's really not. There's nothing funny about it. All right, go ahead. What do you have for the headlines?
Sticky notes, Crowder. Sticky notes. Just right before you leave. A little sticky note right on the dash.
All of a sudden, Crowder's like the guy on Office Space, just covered in sticky notes. Like he doesn't just every single thing on a sticky note.
I forget which one of my kids are in trouble. I'll ask him, like, did I yell at you earlier or your sister? No, that was Ava. Okay, well, never mind. You go play.
I have a big sticky note on my microphone now, though, that says Far Rockaway.
You're asking a kid, am I mad at you?
It's like how dumb our jobs are. I'm like, I cannot believe I forgot Far Rockaway. I need a note.
Yeah, boy. Hell of a job. Right. I enjoy it.
What do you have for headlines, Solana?
This report is brought to you by Rubenstein Law. Injured in a car accident or slip and fall, call Rubenstein Law 1-800-FL-LEGAL. They're also open on weekends. I'll quickly run through some notes here from the Dolphins schedule release. As we mentioned yesterday, they open up in Foxborough. They'll play New England week one. Some other notable games, Thursday night, week 10. They'll host the Baltimore Ravens on Thursday night football. And then week 16, they'll play the Saints on the road, Monday night football.
Now, a lot of the late, I don't know if Monday night football can, but I know a lot of the late season games can be flexed. So there is the possibility for a Sunday night football game. I know a lot of people saw the schedule yesterday, but I did read some stuff where, you know, if they're in the thick of things and the game is meaningful, a Sunday game can easily get flexed to Sunday night.
Some other NFL schedule notes, the Thanksgiving Day games, Bears versus Lions, Raiders versus Cowboys, and the Bills. They'll play the Saints and the Patriots. They'll host the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's Tom Brady's return to New England. That's week 4, October 3rd.
That is going to be fun, man. Can you imagine the lead up to that game, especially in the Tampa and Boston markets? I mean, that is going to be something.
Yeah. It's going to be off the chain. Are they going to boo? Are they going to boo Brady in New England?
No shot.
I don't think so.
No shot.
I do not think so. I think he gets just, I mean, a standing O, like, I mean, like a minutes long standing O.
The fans are petty, though, now. He did decide to leave.
They didn't fire him. I think they'll boo Bill Belichick. I'm not even kidding you. Like, it depends. What is it? It's week 3?
Week 4. Week 4.
Week 4. So if the Patriots are, you know, 0-3 or 1-2, they're going to boo Cam Newton. They're going to boo Bill Belichick. And they are going to scream and shout for Tom Brady.
We'll see. That's an interesting topic, though. Yeah. How that manifests. That is.
Yeah.
This will be a good game for prop bets as well. Will Tom Brady and Bill Belichick meet after the game? Will they hug? Will they handshakes? Yeah. The Miami Heat. They host
Tom Brady does not like him. He does not like Bill Belichick. He could say whatever he wants. That dude does not like Bill Belichick.
No, but you can respect people to not like them as humans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
It's kind of where I am with Saban, to be honest.
Yes. Yeah.
The Heat, they host the 76ers tonight. Final regular season home game of the season, 7:30 p.m. Jimmy Butler, still questionable with an eye contusion, but looks like he's going to play tonight. JB will be
on the
court.
Are you going to the game? Final regular season game? You going to go?
I will not be in attendance tonight.
You better tell Ass Eyes to get himself on the goddamn court. I'll tell you that much.
Man, you got guts.
What are you That's looking crowded. At, ass ass?
That's, that was what we have exclusive audio of Eric Spoelstra when Jimmy Butler walked up to him after halftime and said that he was having a problem seeing.
What are you looking at, ass ass?
We had Eric Spoelstra. He was mic'd up. He had the mask on, so a lot of people couldn't read lips, but we had him mic'd up for $7.90 the ticket. And here was Jimmy Butler, you know, he got poked in the eye, and then he obviously was having vision problems. So he walks up to Spo at the beginning of the second half, and he's like, yeah, I really can't see much, and here's the audio of Spo.
What are you looking at, ass ass?
So, you know, this is Spo's team. Like, don't – you can't deny it after you hear that exclusive audio, can you?
No. Spo runs this team. I love how he talked to Jimmy. That sets a precedent for everybody else on the team. What'd he say to him?
What are you looking at, ass ass?
Yeah. But Spo, you know, in all fairness, he's in game mode. You know, this is a very important game, and so, you know, he's in game mode. So I don't think it was meant with the vitriol that it sounds like.
7:30 p.m. start time tonight. Heat, Sixers, some schedule changes. You want to take some notes here? Pull out your sticky notes. Heat at Bucks, right. Saturday, 8 p.m. start time, and then final regular season game in Detroit. Heat at Pistons, that's another 8 p.m. start time. And, yes, that will go head-to-head with the Panthers Game 1 versus the Lightning Sunday, 7:30 p.m.
Hmm.
interesting.
Playoff game will get me every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And knowing that the Heat have a guaranteed top six berth.
Yeah. They're going to the playoffs. But yeah, if I have to choose between a playoff game or the last game of the regular season, come on now. Let's be honest.
The Marlins, they beat Arizona 3-2 yesterday, put a halt to that losing skid. Series finale tonight in Arizona. Trevor Rogers on the mound, 9:40 p.m. first pitch. Then they'll travel to L.A., three-game series versus the defending World Series champions, the Dodgers. That's tomorrow. Inter-Miami, 2-0 loss versus Montreal yesterday. They'll be in Cincinnati Sunday at 4. Champions League final has been moved from Turkey to Portugal. Manchester City, Chelsea, they'll play in FC Porto's home stadium May 29th. Your AT&T Byron Nelson leaderboard update sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. JJ Spahn remains atop the leaderboard, finished 9-under today, shot a 63. That's sponsored by Edwin Watts. Finally, guys, Japan
did
has...
Did I disconnect?
Did you?
I don't know. What happened?
I heard everything Solana said, so it might be you, bro.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything for about 45 seconds. I thought we were just waiting each other out again.
Well, I won. I won that round then. Well, you didn't miss you didn't miss the good part here. Japan
All right.
has more 7-Elevens than any other country in the world, with more than 21,000 locations. The United States has less than half of those locations of 7-Elevens.
Yeah, I told you when I was in Japan. I mean, the food that they have at 7-Elevens, I mean, it's an experience. They have all these fresh breads and sandwiches. The pizza puffs are unbelievable. 7-Eleven in Japan is something special. I'm not even kidding you. It is something special.
And it's everywhere. They're everywhere.
Everywhere. Everywhere.
Are they big?
Some are big and some are typical 7-Elevens. But, I mean, they really, like... You wouldn't, like, when I tell you fresh baked goods, like, you can't believe, but I was told before we went to Japan, remember, I had talked about it on the air, and so some listeners reached out to me, oh, I live there, I've been there, and so many of them said, you have to try the pizza puffs at 7-Eleven, and it, you know, it sounds weird, mm-hmm. And we, like, a lot of times we would stop into 7-Eleven and they were sold out, the pizza puffs. And when we finally got one, I got it, man. I was like, these things are great. Like, totally got it.
So very Wawa-ish in Japan.
Yeah, it was like, but it, like, Wawa makes sandwiches while you're there. This stuff is all pre-made. Like, there's nobody making sandwiches.
Oh, so Japanese 7-Eleven or Wawa?
Japanese 7-Eleven. Japanese 7-Eleven.
But you just said it. Everything's pre-made. I would think you wanted the fresh sandwich from Wawa.
These Japanese 7-Eleven, Jack. I'm telling you, man. I'm itching to get back. Let me tell you something. They got 20,000 in the country. They could use about 60,000. That's how popular they are. Well,
we're still doing it from the house, bro. You know you can. I'm sure the internet connection can connect over there if you wanted to go.
Oh, don't tempt me. Don't tempt me.
Japanese 7-Eleven or Puerto Rican Subway?
Oh, that pasta looked good. Oh, that pasta looked good. Oh, we're going to have to circle back on that one. Right. That's a All circle right. back right there.
All right, let me
that
add
is
to the
a
list.
Circle back.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center called 24/7.
How about you? Puerto Rico Subway with the pasta station or Earl of Sandwich in Las Vegas?
Oh, don't do that to me. How dare you? How dare you? Earl Sandwich, Planet Hollywood, no doubt.
There you
no
go.
Doubt.
Full Montague. All right.
866-954-MORE.
Full Montague, I can remember. Far Rockaway. I did that bit for years. Can't remember. Anywho.
84 degrees, mostly cloudy in Miami. Tonight, the lows will drop into the lower 70s. That is your weather.
All right, Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs are open safely for your entertainment. Cheetah Pompano is the perfect location, central to everything in South Florida. That's your South Florida entertainment spot. And you can also be safe. They've got masks required, and multiple hand sanitizing stations. So you can make Cheetah Pompano Beach your free lunch hotspot. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view when you can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3? If you haven't been there yet, this is not your typical free lunch. This is a full-on kitchen with chefs on the menu, things like wings, salads, sandwiches, not to mention their daily specials like barbecue ribs and seafood pastas and pasta carbonara and more. You got to check it out and see for yourself. You can always grab your buddies after work and head on over to any Cheetah Club, Pompano Beach, Hallandale Beach, West Palm Beach. Let them take care of you for the best happy hour and entertainment in South Florida. Happy hour goes till 6 p.m., so you almost have 2 hours still to enjoy a little happy hour at the Cheetah. And if you want more details, you can always check out their website. It's cheetahsofl.com. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come right back here with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let me teach you something. When you wet, you stay wet. You don't dry out in no damn week.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, we have to wish Eric Folaro a happy birthday in a way that only we can. Give you all the celebrity birthdays today. There are some good ones today, Jack. Do you know who's celebrating a birthday today, Crowder?
Who is it?
Pusha T.
Pusha T?
Pusha T. Pushat. I think that's how it started. Is that how it I think that's how it started.
Yes.
He'd put him on the list, and I said it's Pushat's birthday. Pusha T is 44 today, but Eric Folaro. Folaro's only 29, Solana, is that true?
Turns 29 today.
All right, wow. That's our former executive producer, Eric Folaro. We're going to celebrate him in a second. He is the same age as Tyrann Mathieu, who turns 29 today.
Honey Badger.
Honey Badger.
Boy, can ball now.
One of your favorite hockey players, P.K. Subban, is 32.
Yes. Yes, he annoys me when we play him, but I love watching him play.
All-time great Miami Heat guard Mike Bibby, 43.
Stop.
What do you mean stop?
Don't do that.
What? What are you talking about? You didn't like the Bibby era?
It's not even a funny joke. It's not a funny troll. Just stop.
Have you seen him lately?
Yeah, he's jacked up, man.
I was about to say, he looks like damn John Cena or something now. Yeah, this dude is huge.
You didn't like the Mike Bibby era, Solana?
If you were here, I'd fight you.
Why? I don't understand.
Because Mike Bibby did absolutely nothing for the Miami Heat. I mean, Mike Bibby made this team worse. Mike Bibby, all he did was keep Mario Chalmers off the floor because let's go with the guy with experience. Mike Bibby was absolute garbage for the Miami Heat.
How do you really feel? Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish. He's 55.
Big Dolphin fan.
Big Dolphins fan. That's right.
Yeah.
Stephen Colbert. He's 57. Dennis
Stephen Colbert
Rodman.
Is 57?
57.
Wow, he looks good.
Dennis Rodman. You want to guess how old he is?
Cocaine.
Not an age.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I'm sorry. I didn't hear the question.
Cocaine years old.
What's Dennis?
That's a joke, everybody. That's a joke. He doesn't
We're
do
joking.
Cocaine. He's 60. He is 60.
60? Yeah, he got to be up there.
If it wasn't Folaro's birthday, I would tell you my Dennis Rodman at the Cheetah story when I almost got into a fight. Thankfully, I had some muscle around me.
I had a big-ass crew with you.
Stevie Wonder is 71 today.
Oh, he's a talented young man. He's the most talented person on this list.
Yep. Folaro a close second.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike Bibby third. And then the movie Kicking and Screaming, we were talking about Will Ferrell movies yesterday. Kicking and Screaming was released on this day in 2005. Eric Folaro was our producer before Solana, and we didn't think that we would ever be able to replace him. But Solana has just done an unbelievable job. That's no lie. We love Solana.
Yeah.
And Folaro, though, left us with so many great memories and so many great bits. I would say, I want to play the catch-up packets here because it's only 3 minutes, but I want to play something that he created, that Falero created, that has lived with us forever. We still go to it now when Crowder gets all phlegmy. Falero is the creator of the Crowder phlegm montage. He noticed there was a similarity to the way that you sound when you get phlegmy and Louis Armstrong when he was singing with that, you know, that kind of voice. And so here it is, one of Eric Falero. In honor of Eric Falero's 29th birthday, here is Crowder's phlegm montage.
And some of those. Whoa.
You all right?
My goodness, I almost died.
Hey, yo, is
light skin wonder.
I see trees of green.
Hey, John, we always...
Red roses too.
And, whoa.
I see them bloom.
And with Wade leaving, excuse me.
For me and you.
They can't go back.
And I think to myself.
Series of, excuse me. They can't go back. I have this...
What a wonderful world.
And some of those. Whoa.
It's truly, that's the gift that keeps on giving. I mean, Falero left us with something that we have enjoyed to this day.
That is funny, man.
That is great. So here's, we always try to do something on Falero's birthday just to remind people of what a great addition he was to the show. Falero, this is the world famous ketchup packets moment. Where I, you and I are doing the show, we're in the old QAM studios, and I have gone to lunch that day with Falero, and I saw him suck ketchup out of packets because ostensibly he liked ketchup. It was just, the whole thing was foul, but here was me telling you about it on the air. So after the photo shoot, Falero and I go to Wendy's, and we're going to eat in there. I have a couple things I want to talk to him about. He takes a bunch of ketchup packets. He's going to put ketchup on his fries. Each packet, this wasn't a one-time thing. Each packet opens it. You know how you tear it, and so then you squirt out the ketchup. Squirts out the ketchup onto the tray liner, which people do because then you're going to dip your fries in it.
The little onion paper they have
down
there.
And then takes the ketchup packet.
And finishes it off?
Finishes it off. All the residue that's left on the sides of the packet. Because when you
that's turning my stomach.
I'm on a business call and I'm trying to pay attention to the call. So then he takes
one. His mouth on the outside of a ketchup packet.
Takes the second one. Squirts the ketchup. Now you know when you squirt ketchup out of one of those little ketchup packets.
Water. I need a Gatorade.
You know how you squirt it out of one of those. It doesn't all come out, obviously, and you'd have to really bring it to the top. But then you get it on your fingers. So you squirt out. You know, if you get 70% out, you're good, and then you discard the rest. Every one in succession, squirt, up to the mouth. So finally, I go, bro, what are you doing? And he's like, I like ketchup. I like ketchup. I like ketchup too. But
I love
plain?
It.
Obviously, you don't.
But no,
and then
the
dirty, like, can you imagine from where those things are manufactured
That's
to the
I'm
point they end up in the big tub at Wendy's? How many people have handled it? How many bugs have crawled on it?
Do you think they're handling ketchup packets like syringes?
They use gloves, no?
No.
Well, damn it, come on, why?
Everyone.
You lick the side. Because you know, we know we'll do this show. And today, with this, I didn't know you were doing this topic. I'll go, I'm not the cleanliest guy in the world.
Right.
Everybody
struck me as so disgusting.
In the world knows you do not put your mouth on a packet.
It's disgusting.
How far did those ketchup packets travel? How many hands? You know that little bin in Wendy's they put them in? It came in a box.
The bin itself never gets cleaned out.
No, but the bin came in they came in a box.
Right.
Do you think the Wendy's worker, I know him, I go there, the girl with a lisp, she's my friend. Do you think she put on gloves and sanitized before moving those ketchup packets?
Yeah, but everything in the world's dirty. So, like, we're nitpicking a ketchup packet.
But I'm only
licking 10% of it.
How about just eating plain ketchup, too? Like let's not lose track of eating plain ketchup.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But I was just floored because it was over and over and over again.
Like five ketchup
that
packets.
That disgusts
me. I really think beyond the germ is just, I got to have some extra ketchup. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, I got to get some of this extra ketchup.
But then if you lose that little 10, 15% on the packet, why don't you just open three more packets and make up for everything?
Well, why waste ketchup?
But my point is,
waste
like, if you...
Ketchup!
Is ketchup or Bengal Tigers? Is going out of style?
Like, if you really love the taste of ketchup, you should just open packets and squirt them into your mouth. Like, there's no point in getting just the residual. I love that bit. All right, we're back on real time here. I always have to tell you on radio that we're back. There are two Filero gems in there. That one line where I'm at the beginning, I go, you know, I like ketchup too. And Filero just under his breath goes, I'm not so certain you do. Such a great line. But yes, now we know that Filero was patient zero for COVID. He was COVID was on one of those ketchup packets. He sucked it up. And look at us all now.
Him and Rudy Gobert, right?
Those Happy two. Birthday. Happy birthday, Eric Filero. All-time banger on the Hockman and Crowder program. Enjoy the last year in your 20s. All right, we have a lot of stuff to get to still. We only have about an hour and a half left here, so we'll start to get it all together. Around 5:15, we'll give you 15 minutes of heat, as we always do. We've got a lot to get to here, so do not go anywhere.
Y'all got to get out to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market in Hollywood. They have so much delicious food. They've been family-owned and operated in Hollywood, Florida since 1951 now. Over 70 years of blessing South Florida with delicious food. I've been going there over 17 years. If you haven't been to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, you're missing out on lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey, lobster, 15 different types of shrimp, 20 different species of fish, alligator, venison, frog legs. They have so much. Go to DelawareChicken.com. That's DelawareChicken.com. Find out what you want and call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. They're still practicing social distancing now, but they offer curbside delivery. Now, you don't have to get out the car. Don't have to turn your car off. You call them. Let them know what you want. They'll call you back when your order's ready, and they'll bring it out to your car. All they want to do is get delicious food in your refrigerator and in your family's stomach. And I've been blessed by Delaware, like I said, for over 17 years. They have so much delicious food. The prices are amazing. The selection is awesome. The staff inside or on the phone, just so friendly, guys. Y'all got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
All right, quick break. Come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Poop through a goose.
Hock and Crowder.
Happy birthday, Stevie Wonder.
I still don't think he's blind, but, you know, we won't litigate that.
Yeah, I don't understand the people that don't think that he's blind, Bomani Jones included. There's a whole bunch of Stevie Wonder sight truthers. But what would be the benefit? Why would you go through life pretending you're blind? And he's 71 today. Like, at what point would you give away the joke?
I think it's too far gone now. I think he can't release it now because he's been dubbed this blind musician.
Not dubbed a blind musician. He is a blind musician.
I've seen him play basketball.
I know. There's a documentary on it.
Yes.
Where people try to prove that, but this is where we are in our society. It doesn't matter what's an honest to God truth. There's someone that can try to prove it to be not true.
Have you heard Shaq's story?
No.
Shaq said he walked on an elevator with Stevie Wonder. Stevie's in there by himself. How does Stevie know how to hit what button he wants? I'll leave it up there. But Shaq says he walked into the elevator and Stevie Wonder said, "Hey, Shaq, how would he know who's getting an elevator?"
Well, Shaq's got a big aura.
So he's feeling his aura? I don't know, Hawk. I don't know.
He's got a big aura. He's got a big aura.
Him, Ray Charles.
People who are blind have a very good sixth sense about things. Like this would be a good exercise. If I told you to close your eyes and then we taped over your eyes so you absolutely couldn't see out and you were in an elevator and you had to decide someone's going to get into the elevator with you and it was going to be me, Shaq, or Len, our program director, do you think with your eyes closed that you'd be able to tell?
No.
I think you would.
Hawk, what? the space you're taking up. Shaq's gonna take
just
up more
the aura,
air.
The aura. Yeah, there's the aura. Such,
I know the Rick James glow off Chappelle's show. That's not a real thing, Hawk. You don't feel an aura.
Yes, you
can't.
You understand what I'm saying, Solana, don't you?
I'm with you on the aura, but I'm not with you on Stevie Wonder not being blind. I mean, look, there's so many videos.
You think he's not blind?
I think we did this last year on his birthday, too. There's a video of him up on stage during an award ceremony. He's holding the microphone in one hand. The mic is off the mic stand. Somebody walks by the mic stand, knocks over the mic stand. Remember, large audience. This is pre-COVID, so there's so much noise. No way he could have heard somebody knocking over the mic stand, reaches out his left hand, grabs the mic stand. Grabs the mic stand.
Stop it. Oh, this is an important day in show history, not just for Valero. I totally forgot. I don't want to get too far without doing this. You know what I'm talking about, Solana, right?
No, I don't. Are you sure? I don't
really
remember.
How long is this clip?
It's about 1:30.
All right. This is a very monumental day in show history, not just Valero's birthday, but Alejandro Solana. 1 year ago today, do you remember what you were fiberglassed about?
I do not. I do not.
It was 1 year ago today.
Oh,
that
I missed
Solana...
the Pitbull alarm. I missed the Pitbull alarm. And
oh, right.
My alarm didn't go off.
And he couldn't believe it. You know, 3:05 at 3:05, Solana always plays the Pitbull alarm. And he pulled out a Solana gem on this day 1 year ago. Let's play this clip. Hey, what happened to Pitbull, people want to know?
It's 3:05.
Dolly. What's wrong with you today?
God bless. Dolly.
What happened to you today?
You're not going
to
believe me, but my alarm didn't go off. I swear. Yeah. I swear. Guys, you have to. Everybody has Solana. To forgive me for this. I'm going to blame my iPhone. I promise you it did not go off. I promise.
Solana. Hawk has a teenage son.
I was just about to say, I think
teenagers.
I have two of them now.
Bro, you can't use the alarm didn't go off.
The alarm did not go off. I promise you on everything that I own, the alarm didn't go off. I'm fiberglasted.
What are you? What are
you're
you again?
What?
What is it? Fabergasted? Flabbergasted?
What are you? You're fiberglass?
How is it again? Flabbergasted?
Fiberglassed.
You're fiberglassed? All right. We'll take you out on the ocean later today. Get a little...
He's a Granny White. He's flabberglasted.
He goes, what'd you say you were? Faberglasted?
Flabbergasted. Flabbergasted.
Hey, man. I don't use that word again. Find some synonyms.
I can't believe my alarm didn't go off. I am fiberglass. I am fiberglass. It's such a great line. Well, happy anniversary to that, Solana. This show, you cannot have a verbal misstep. I can't forget Far Rockaway. I mean, just the jackals on this show come out. There's like the body doesn't even have to be dead yet, and the jackals are circling. Oh, my God. You could... Crowder and I couldn't get it out fast enough. Just play the beginning of that again when you go, I am faberglasted, and then we jump all over you. Hey, what happened to Pitbull, people want to know?
It's 3:05.
Dolly. What's wrong with you today?
God bless. Dolly.
What happened to you today?
You're not going to believe me, but my alarm didn't go off. I swear. Yeah. I swear, guys, you have to. Everybody has Solana. To forgive me for this. I'm going to blame my iPhone. I promise you, it did not go off. I promise.
Solana. Hawk has a teenage son.
I was just about to say, I think I have two of them now.
Bro, you can't use the alarm didn't go off.
The alarm did not go off. I promise you on everything that I own, the alarm didn't go off. I'm fiberglassed.
What are you? What are
you're
you again?
That's the part I love. Where you and I. You're what?
Couldn't Wait, what happened again? What you got again?
I'm sorry, what? All right. Happy anniversary, Solana. That was a good one. That was excellent. All right. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. We'll give you 15 minutes of heat. And it's certainly all these happy hours are a little more happy now that we've got the Panthers schedule for the playoffs out and Heat will be going to the playoffs. So the Funky Buddha happy hour is just moments away.
Louie, Louie, Solana, hit my song, bro. And the song says, we got to go. I think you got to go because I've been. Y'all know I love my Suburban, my Silverado. I've been to Lubac Road Chevrolet, and they are the best. You got to go to Lubac Road Chevrolet. Go to their website first. Go to lou.com. That's GOTOLOU.com. Choose which location is better for you, then search their awesome inventory. Two gigantic South Florida locations, one in Coconut Creek, one in Pompano Beach. They are beautiful. Sales department's awesome. Service department's awesome. Those immaculate showrooms and beautiful Chevys are there. Thousands of new and used vehicles in stock. Nobody has ever and nobody will ever sell a Chevy for less than Lubac Road Chevrolet. But I bet you didn't know that they're South Florida's best selection of top quality pre-owned vehicles as well. They got it all. Lou is the real used car giant. And sure, they got the Chevys now. And I see y'all looking at my Chevys. Leave my Chevys alone. Go get your own at Lubac Road Chevrolet. But they have so much more as well. Toyotas, Nissans, Fords, Rams, tons of Highline vehicles, BMWs, Lexus, Mercedes, Porsche, and even Teslas. Best used car prices in South Florida. Nobody has ever, nobody will ever sell a used car for less than Lubac Road Chevrolet. Every used car is inspected, and anything that needs fixing is going to be fixed. And no credit, no problem. Lou's been around so long that the banks don't even question. They don't even ask questions of their customers. Lou got your back, and the bank is going to watch out for you. Lubac Road Chevrolet, find new roads.
5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour is next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hockman Crowder Show.
Pushat.
Who?
Oh, Pusha T, that's two words.
Hock and Crowder. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.